Deus in adiutorium meum intente. Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Creator of the radiant sky, who fixed for light an ordered path, who made the moon to govern night, the sun to rule the course of days. Dark night has now been cast away, the splendor of the world reborn, new vigor has restored the soul, and spurs us on to gracious deeds. As day returns and rouses us to sing once more your hymns of praise, the bright alluring face of heaven now calms our hearts and brings them peace. May we avoid all sly deceit, and may our mind shun wickedness. Let no misdeed defile our life, no fault or error snare our tongue. But as the sun traverses day, may faith be ardent, firm, and deep. May hope incite to promised good. May charity wed us to Christ. Most loving Father, hear our prayer. And you, O Christ, co-equal Son, who with the Spirit Paraclete now reigns for all eternity. Amen. My heart is ready, O God. My heart is ready. My heart is ready, O God. I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul. Awake, lyre and harp. I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples. Among the nations I will praise you. For your love reaches to the heavens, and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth. O come and deliver your friends, help with your right hand and reply. From his holy place God has made this promise: I will triumph and divide the land of Shechem. I will measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh. Ephraim I take for my helmet. Judah for my commander's staff. Moab I will use for my washbowl. On Edom I will plant my shoe. Over the Philistines I will shout in triumph. But who will lead me to conquer the fortress? Who will bring me face to face with Edom? Will you utterly reject us, O God, and no longer march with our armies? Give us help against the foe, for the help of man is vain. With God we shall do bravely, and he will trample down our foes. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. The Lord has robed me with grace and salvation. I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul. For he has robed me with the robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice. Like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels, as the earth brings forth its plants and a garden makes its growth spring up, so will the Lord God make justice and praise spring up before all the nations. For Zion's sake I will not be silent, for Jerusalem's sake I will not be quiet, until her vindication shines forth like the dawn, and her victory like a burning torch. Nations shall behold your vindication, and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God. No more shall men call you forsaken, or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight, and your land espoused. For the Lord delights in you, and makes your land his spouse. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord has robed me with grace and salvation. I will praise my God all the days of my life. My soul, give praise to the Lord. I will praise the Lord all my days. Make music to my God while I live. Put no trust in princes, in mortal men in whom there is no help. Take their breath, they return to clay, and their plans that day come to nothing. He is happy who is helped by Jacob's God, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who alone made heaven and earth, the seas and all they contain. It is he who keeps faith forever, who is just to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free, the Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down, the Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the widow and the orphan. It is the Lord who loves the just, but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, Zion's God from age to age. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I will praise my God all the days of my life.
Know and fix in your heart that the Lord is God in the heavens above and on earth below, and that there is no other. You must keep his statutes and commandments, which I enjoin on you today. I will bless the Lord all of my life long.
I will bless the Lord all of my life long.
With a song of praise ever on my lips,
all my life long.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
I will bless the Lord all of my life long.
Let us serve the Lord in holiness all the days of our life. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Let us serve the Lord in holiness all the days of our life. Christ, the splendor of the Father's glory, enlightens us with his word. With deep love we call upon him.
Hear us, King of eternal glory.
Blessed are you, the Alpha and the Omega of our faith, for you called us out of darkness into your marvelous light.
Hear us, King of eternal glory.
You enabled the blind to see, the deaf to hear. Help our unbelief.
Hear us, King of eternal glory.
Lord, keep us in your love, preserve our community. Do not let us become separated from one another.
Hear us, King of eternal glory.
Give us strength in temptation, endurance in trial, and gratitude in prosperity.
Hear us, King of eternal glory. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God our Father, who called Saint Francis Xavier Cabrini from Italy to serve the immigrants of America, by your example, teach us to have concern for the stranger, the sick, and all those in need. And by your prayers, help us to see Christ in all the men and women we meet. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
This office was brought to you by Clooney Media. With beautiful editions of excellent books, Clooney is a gateway to the Catholic literary tradition. With over 400 affordably priced titles in the catalog, including novels, spiritual reading, and church history, Clooney offers an antidote to the confusion, discontent, and forgetfulness of our age. To know where we are going, we must know where we come from. To know where we come from, simply take and read. Subscribe today and save 30% on your first order. Get your Clooney books at clooneymedia.com/titles.